Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Why do I keep reaching over by? Okay, welcome back to welcome back. This is the pre-show for a show on Wednesday, and I say welcome back because I've stopped and started this pre-show here this afternoon about 5 times because we had a problem with our mini Mac, and we had a problem with the battery, and we had a problem with all kinds of shit. But I think it's all groovy now. I think it's all groovy now. No, that's a different song. I think we're alone now. That's it. Why don't you do that goddamn Tommy James and the Shondells song, huh? Instead of Money Money, which... Anyway, I can't think of that. I don't want to know. God, don't make me. Tommy James and the Shondells. That was a kind of a bubblegum version of a hippie group. That's the best explanation I could give for that. It wasn't a group that you would necessarily hear on your favorite FM rock station when you were in high school. But it was definitely a group you would hear on KHJ, speaking of the devil, that your kid's sister would be listening to. And that soundtrack, that KHJ soundtrack on Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, not talking about the actual radio air checks are cool. I mean, Robert W. Morgan, the real Don Steele is in there. Humble Harv is in there. Humble Harv, it's one of these days. Look up this Humble Harv. Look up his story. But he was a hell of a disc jockey. Fantastic. And I think that's it. Humble Harv, Real Don Steele, and Robert W. Morgan. Maybe they threw in some Dave Diamond in there. I don't know. But anyway, the music, Jesus H. Christ. God, some of it was horrible. Now, yeah, there were some cool tracks. Like the Paul Revere narrator shit was just, I loved it. Even though it was mostly studio musicians. God damn it, who's the bass player? The female bass player. She's legendary. I can't even remember her fucking name. She's on Hungry. Those really cool bass lines in Hungry and those songs. And a few other tunes. But the Buchanan Brothers, I'm the Son of a Love. What? I forgot that song existed. That's how shitty that fucking song was. And then there was that piece of shit. Los Bravos. What the fuck was that thing? Give me a little. I can't. And you know, you forget. Because what they were songs that basically a record company was pumping, and they brought them to the radio station. I used to be a music director, so I know how it worked. You know, every week you'd see the music directors would come in, or excuse me, the record promo guys would come in. I knew them all when I was at WSHE. I added a lot of stuff. I'm not exactly sure what the guys thought of me, but I added what I thought I should add, which was, you know, some of it I did and some of it I didn't. Some of it I shouldn't have and I did. I can't remember, but some of it I added that... I think we got on earlier than the other stations, like Talking Heads. I put on the air. I know before Zeta 4 did. Now somebody from Zeta 4 that was around in those days is liable to, you know, Michelle Robinson was the music director at Zeta 4, had a lot of respect for her. And she came over to WSHE when I left, and my office was a fucking mess. And as I was leaving, I remember Michelle was in there. She's a very, very friendly and sweet person. And she was smiling. Well, Phil, you have, you know, a good rest of your life. As she's putting all these albums that were on the floor, shit laying everywhere. She's literally got this crazy job of putting that office back together again. And Randy Thomas was across the street. Randy Thomas is today the voice of a million things, man. She was the voice of the Academy Awards for a while. Maybe still is. And Randy voiced, she still voices a lot of stuff. She was doing middays at Zeta 4 when I was on afternoon drive at WSHE. And I think our morning guy, Matt Reedy, is an actor now and has been doing a lot of acting for the last 20, 30 years, maybe longer. Matt was our morning show guy. And just like, you know, I think he went to San Francisco, too. After I left Miami and I went to L.A., and I think he went to San Francisco. Why did I bring this up? Oh, yeah, being a music director. So all the record companies would come in. Hey, have you heard this one? You know, they all had something they were pitching. I even added Tanya Tucker because she was trying to get a rock and roll vibe going, and she had this track that was, you know, these cats sold me on it, and I wasn't alone. I wasn't alone. Some other, I know Zeta 4 played it too. We added Talking Heads. We added Dire Straits. My big, you know, story is the Dire Straits thing, which was, they came in with Rod Stewart and, oh yeah, we have Dire Straits, which maybe that was the strategy, you know, hit them with the Rod Stewart, like that's the big one. And then just say, oh yeah, by the way, we happen to have, And the Dire Straits was like out of the box a hit. Sultans of Swing, out of the fucking box in the States. I don't know how long it had been out in England, but when it got to America, and that would have been in the, I'll tell you exactly when it was, like the summer of 1978. That's exactly when that goddamn record hit. And by the time I got to L.A., it was huge. And then Supertramp came out with their biggest fucking album, and that was right about the time I left Miami and went to L.A. around December. They came out with Breakfast in America. That motherfucker was huge. That was huge. That turned Supertramp into a bona fide, I don't know what you would call it, like a headlining arena band, you know, as opposed to sort of an opening act, you know, bubbling under, cool as shit, FM rock band, but really didn't cross over into top 40 country. Anyway, not that you necessarily wanted to. I don't think Led Zeppelin ever had a top 40 hit, and yet they were huge nonetheless. Who is this guy? Who the fuck? Is that my man, Major League? Is that Dennis Haysbert? Goddamn if it isn't. Yes, it is. Or Dennis Haysbert, excuse me. Now I got to look and find out if that's who that is. Then we're going to get our shit together and start this goddamn show. Dennis Haysbert. All right, so and what? Where am I going to have... So I've got Jay Santos there. Where's the... the gym. Okay. Beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. And I got everything on the right side here. Everything where I'm right-handed, so all of the goddamn Mises need to be on my right hand. And one of them wasn't. One of them was over here on my left hand, and it controlled the TriCaster, so you could see me on camera fucking around with it like that. Now you won't be able to see it. Look at this hot number. Who's this chick in fucking Major League the Blonde? All right, anyway. It looked like one of them. I swear to God, it looked like an ex-girlfriend. That can't possibly be. She wasn't an actress. She worked for like a Wall Street company. All right, so you're hallucinating, Phil. Now you're really, you know. I sure as hell hope that... send the motherfucker over, man. I wish I could tell you what it is I'm pissed off at, but I can't. I'm not really pissed. I'm just... All right. I don't know what else is happening here, man. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Right, Phil. Jay Santos with us, Jay.
Right, Phil. It's really good to be with you. Yeah, listen, Phil, as far as I'm concerned...
Jay Santos is with us. Jay? Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police with us, Jay.
Yeah, Phil, thanks so very much. Yeah, I just wanted to, I just want to tell you that, yeah, Phil, thanks very much. I basically just want to tell you that you're very, very, you know, let's plot this down a little bit. Yeah, Phil, basically, I just want to tell you that we're very, very excited about being part of the Phil Henry Show, Citizens Auxiliary Police. We are starting now our 23rd year, Phil, being a part of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And that's just something for me to you. I'm just very happy to say that we're a part of it. We're a part of testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Phil, thanks very much. This is Jay Santos.
Yeah, Phil. Well, you know, I've often said that it's never too late. It's always a better thing, Phil. I think to just. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ah, fuck it. I don't give a flying fuck, man. So let it overmodulate. All right. It's that distorting, so, you know. This phone blows fucking chipmunk. I need a regular, like a real goddamn phone. And this goddamn thing is just for shit, man. I think this thing's broken, man. What do you think would happen if I did this? Testing 1, 2. Motherfucker!
Jay Shan, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Testing, alright. I gotta get some new bumper music on, man. Jesus Christ, that dissolves into shit, doesn't it? Starts out pretty good, though. To my way of thinking, it starts out pretty righteously, and then it sort of dissolves, and it's sort of nothing but a... It's just a fucking state of shit, right? What happens if all the health insurance industry jobs, if Medicare for All is what? Testing 1, 2, 3. All right, dudes. Hey, man, yeah. So this is our pre-show, such as it is, right? And we got to do a, I think we got to do a commercial, so we'll start off the commercial.